Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by TableThink with Joshua and Carrie.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you, I've hardly ever seen you without energy.
Well, I guess there you go. I was going to say that would have been like, I don't even know, like it was already bad for my teachers. It would have been 10 times worse if yeah. I had been caffeinated.
That's probably so, true.
Yes.
Oh, I probably need to think about that a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah. Do you really want to bring this upon yourself?
That's right. Yeah, I'm just more friendly with coffee. Give me some coffee yes. and I'm just going to be more friendly.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, it works with tea and
right,
all of that.
Right.
So that's all good. So you're good today?
Yeah. Yep. I'm doing good.
Now that you know the day.
That's right. Now that I know what day it is.
Yeah.
Now I'm on the right track.
Well, I told you just a little bit about this, but
okay.
I'm going to do this. Let's see if what you think.
Okay.
How about we have a little pastoral counseling moment?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds.
Are you scared?
I am a little scared. That is a little scary, but we'll go for it.
Oh, I think everyone's going to enjoy it so much.
That's my concern.
I know.
So.
And I think most of all, your wife will just say thank you.
Okay.
She and I will have to go out to lunch after.
Okay.
Well, one of the things that I talk about to couples as I'm getting them ready for saying I do
yeah.
and officiating their weddings or afterwards when things get maybe a little bit hard, you
yeah.
know, even when couples get married, the first year or so is such a surprise that, you know, things are harder than what they thought.
Right.
There's just something about saying I do and they're thinking, oh, what did I do?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I talk, the first principle that I talk about is that, you know, fights are going to happen,
right.
anger is going to happen, but not to let the sun go down on your anger. That's just actually a
yeah.
biblical principle. And then I always give a little bit of a surprise that in the summer, which we're almost to the summer, you have a little longer to be angry at each other.
There you go. That's true.
It's a little longer for the
yep.
sun to go down.
Yep.
And then I talk about, and there's a lot, obviously, that goes in that package
yeah.
of that part of walking through of how to live the best life together
right.
because we're each other's person. You
yeah.
know, when you get married, that person is your person.
Right.
And so the next thing I talk about is your mourning and how we begin our mourning. And this is really something that I learned from many people, but it really began with the scripture Lamentations 3. I mean, who goes to Lamentations?
I don't know. You do, I guess.
Well, okay. First, as someone yeah. that I'm doing pastoral counseling with, you know, you're going to be really excited about
yes.
this.
Yes. <Woo! laughs>
Thank you.
Yeah.
We need your guitar back.
That's
I mean,
right.
We're
yes.
not at the middle of the week anymore.
All right.
But there's one that was really taught to me long ago, and it's from Lamentations 3:21 through 23. And basically what it's saying is that God's love is so great that we do not have to be consumed with anything else, only God's love. And so many times that when in a relationship, we get so consumed with the stuff that we end up becoming upset or we become separated from one another, our
yeah.
hearts and how we relate to each other because there's so much going on. And then different versions will say different things, but basically it says that God's mercy is new every day.
Hmm.
And isn't that so encouraging to know that God's mercy is new every day? Because
yeah.
you and I both know the day before we had a few things.
Yeah, I was going to say that's really good. That's very good news.
Yes,
so
it is.
We are very thankful for that.
And mercy is such a, you know, we know, you know, I gave mercy to that person so
yeah.
they don't have to pay for that. But mercy is just filled with grace and love and forgiveness. And it's a beautiful word to really think about that we're
right.
offered all of that. And then it says it's new every morning. And then there's this tagline, kind of like if there was a tagline in the scriptures, it was great is your faithfulness.
Hmm.
Just this,
yeah.
God, you're so amazing. Okay, so here we are
okay.
together. I've given you all of the preface. I've given you all that you need. And
okay.
so I just am wondering for you, how do you wake up in the morning?
How do I wake up
are
in the morning?
Are you cheerful with, you don't have coffee, so we may have tasted a little
yeah.
bit of this. And yeah. so what is it like, what is your morning like when you first get up, are you talkative or?
I think that I'm sleepy, but then I think I actually jump to action pretty quick. I usually get out of bed and sometimes Louise is like, is something wrong? I'm like, no, I'm just up. I'm ready for this. So,
okay. So yeah. Just that energy that you have. So when do you actually first speak to her is when she's asking what's wrong with you?
Sometimes. Yeah. It's like, what's going on? Sometimes she's up before I am. So at some point though, we begin to communicate, I guess.
Okay. Well, that's always a good sign. So you want to communicate.
Yes.
And in that communication, what I want to encourage you to start doing for the next few days is to talk about the fact that you're going to make the day new for each other. That
I like
everything that happened the day before, maybe
that's
missed paying a bill, or maybe it was an argument about if you're really going to drink coffee or not. whatever that is, it's a brand new day.
I like it.
That you give forgiveness for everything, that you give grace for it all, and you're starting your day brand new.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.